information, visit covidvaccine.sa.gov.au.
A message from the Government of South Australia.
A sponsor of this station.
Ethnic programs on 5EBI
are subsidised by the Commonwealth Government
through the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
And it's 12 o'clock, time to welcome the Multicultural Communities Council of South Australia.
Hello, and thank you very much for inviting us back to the radio. Today, it's Helena Kyriazopoulos, the CEO of the Multicultural Communities Council, and I have two lovely ladies with me joining me to just follow the conversation on International Women's Day. We had a session last week where our chairperson, Miriam Cocking, spoke to two guests, and this afternoon I have two lovely ladies. One is Adila Yarmohamed. She's a student currently studying international relations and arts and is the vice president of the People of East Turkestan, a local Ugu youth group under East Turkestan Australian Association. And I also have Dr. Daniela Costa, who migrated to Australia in the 1970s, and she had just completed her medical degree at the University of Turin. But since 1989, she's worked in the arena of women's health with the Women's Health Statewide and has undertaken the Women's Clinic for Refugee Women. Dr. Daniela Costa also is on our board of the Multicultural Communities Council and has been a long member with us and has also been involved with the Donna...
Australia Donna.
Australia Donna organisation. So I just want to carry on the conversation a little bit about International Women's Day, and we might just talk about a little bit what it means to both of you, what International Women's Day, and I know we've gone past that and we've also celebrated International Harmony Day as mm-hmm. well on the weekend, but, you know, a little bit about you.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for having me, Helena. Thank you for your lovely introduction as well. So International Women's Day wasn't something that was involved in our community until quite recently. We always love celebrating our mothers, our women figures in the yeah. community. We loved, you know, putting up them on a pedestal. Our parents, our mothers were always up there. But in the last few years, obviously, a lot of people didn't have that communication with their family members, especially their mothers, or any other parents, any sisters with the family back overseas. So in the last few years, International Women's Day kind of hit hard for our community because we lost that communication.
Yes.
In the last couple of years, we lost that point where we couldn't even, you know, put the women in our community on pedestals. So we've been celebrating the last few years by, you know, speaking up about, you know, all the abuse that the women face in our communities, in local communities, and in our community back overseas as well. We love, you know, posting our mothers as well, our any woman in our family. It was just that one day where it also made us sad while we celebrated our women because we weren't able to communicate with a lot of our women back overseas.
Yes, I understand that. Daniela, what about you? What does International Women's Day mean for you?
Well, I think it's an important time to celebrate women's roles, women's achievements, women's journeys, and in particular as a woman of Italian background, and having made the journey, like most of us, to come to Australia, I think it is a day of reflect of what this journey has been and has meant for us, for our community of women. And also, thank you, Alina, for your introduction. It was nice meeting you. It's been nice hearing you, Adila, for the introduction about the work that I've done in women's health for, well, over 30 years.
And you've played a major role in women's health in South Australia, Daniela. It's, you know, yes. That should actually be talked about as well, that yes. Over the last 30 years, the impact that women statewide has actually had in women's health has been enormous, but also the impact that you personally have had within the Italian-speaking community has been a very important one.
Indeed, indeed. It has been a journey that really started when I, in the late 80s, and so when we were riding on the glorious golden days of multicultural, of the multicultural policies, when which affirmed the importance in health to increase access to health services to women of diverse language and cultural background, it was really important to address the language and cultural issues in service. And there were days that I think, just speaking about International Women's Day, when we were all affirming notions which were expressed very brilliantly, eloquently by the Nobel Prize for Economy, who did say that when women feel well, the whole world feels well. So really was, this is Amartya Sen, he was introducing this notion that women were important to promote the health in their community. So I felt very strongly the, you know, the need to work towards the improvement of women's health, because we knew from what was being said all around the world that that would improve.
So do you think that we still have some challenges, some gaps in women's health?
Oh, I think...
And maybe you might like to add some more to that
I've actually, in my later days, my journey has taken me to work again with older Italian women, women of Italian language, because I still feel that there is a huge gap in...
Even in this day and age, there is a huge gap.
You know, to give culturally appropriate and language appropriate services.
Do you see anything in your community?
Definitely. The biggest gap you'll find in, I think, a lot of ethnic communities as well, is that mental health, you know, gap where a lot of... There's a massive stigma with the mental health, and you'll find that in a lot of ethnic communities, especially in mine, that we don't have a lot of focus in that area because a lot of people don't know how to kind of deal with that. A lot of people don't know how to cope with that. We don't have the expertise of, you know, a lot of health officers,
professionals
to come and speak to us, especially with that, you know, the correct language to use within communities. You can't always have that, you know, especially, I mean, in regards to like youth being born in Australia or any other Western culture, we grew up, we knew about the stigma, we know how to kind of deal with it, but with our parents that didn't have that kind of, you know, knowledge, weren't able to find that the pathways to kind of overcome any sort of mental health issues. I think that's a very big gap that we still need to focus on, especially with the women's health as well.
So, interesting in your opening comments, Adela, you said that for International Women's Day, it's not something that is actually well known, well recognised in your community. Daniela, what about in Italy? Do you know if it's actually celebrated or acknowledged at all?
Oh, yes, it is. It is very much. And in Italy, there is a very strong movement now that is given voice to women who've been abused and who've been subject to domestic violence. That is actually a very strong focus that has was reinforced and reiterated during International Women's Day.
Okay. So is this something that, you know, the young women of Adelaide would be interested in actually taking up the...
Of course, the
The challenge of that,
yes,
as well?
Yes, 100%. I know that a lot of our own mothers are welcoming, you know, International Women's Day as well to, you know, celebrate themselves, celebrate all the accomplishments of women in our community, but also to bring, you know, awareness of the situation that's happening overseas, which is, you know, but I mean, at the end of the day, we still used to celebrate. We had, I think we did have like an, not International Women's Day, we had a Mother's Day kind of sort of thing. And that was kind of where we celebrated all the accomplishments that our mothers did back overseas. And now here with International Women's Day, it's just, you know, celebrating accomplishments, not just mothers, but everyone else, all the other females and all the other women in our community.
So it's interesting, this year for International Women's Day, the theme for 2021 is Women in Leadership, Achieving an Equal Future in the COVID-19 World. And I noticed that you are the Vice President of the People of East Turkestan,
yes,
which, again, are women in leadership. And Daniela, you've been a woman in leadership in your own community, but also in the broader community, because I'm aware that you sit on a number of boards as well as committees addressing the needs of specifically people from an ethnic background. So I have two fantastic examples of women in leadership here, and I know from our own organisation I'm, you know, exceptionally grateful for the women that are involved in our teams as well. So I'm personally surrounded by women in leadership. So what is your role as the Vice President in your community?
So I was just elected Vice President of our youth group in our community, and it's just, you know, before we kind of shared the role with me and our current president, with the both president and vice president, or we didn't really elect each other up until just a few nights ago. And essentially it was just, you know, kind of pushing the youth to do more work in the community. We had this gap before our group kind of came around, where a lot of youth were starting off and then just kind of trailing away from the community and not getting too involved in regards to anything, you know, political related, community related, any community events. So we just thought it would be a good idea. And now, as being just a young woman in the community that's kind of taking up that leadership role, is to push the rest of the young women in my community to kind of take these roles. Before, it was very, you know, male center, didn't have that much women's voices in our boards, but now it's kind of coming up a little bit more. We're doing as much as we can to push more females, more young women into these roles. So I'm hoping, you know, in the future it'll be my own sisters, my own, you know, future children, future daughters, future nieces, for them to take up even further roles than us, you know. So it's kind of just paving the way for the future, you know. I still consider myself future as well.
Oh, absolutely. You are definitely the future. between Daniela and ourselves, yes, you're definitely the future on this one. I think we might actually take a little break at the moment and just take a musical interlude for a few minutes, and then we'll be back again with my guests. Hello and welcome back to the Multicultural Communities Council continuation of International Women's Day. I'm thrilled to have with me here today Dr. Daniela Costa, who also happens to be one of our board directors, and Adila Yarah Muhammad.
Yes.
As close as possible, from the Ugu community, the East Turkestan. So Adila is actually the Vice President of the People of East Turkestan Youth Group, and Dr. Daniela has got a long history in women's health. Dr. Daniela, well, I'll call you Daniela.
Yes.
But I'm so used to calling you Dr. Daniela. Please talk to me a little bit more about the International Women's Day and the impact here in South Australia. I know we've spoken about what happens, what takes place in Italy, but what about here in South Australia for your group?
Yes, for I'm the president of an association which is called Australia Donna, which is a not-for-profit organization which was founded in 1999, and actually this year we celebrate 22 years.
Oh, congratulations.
So we are very, very proud. And just a brief mention about our history. Back in 1999, a small group of us based here in South Australia and in consultation with women from very different various networks in Australia, we pioneered the creation of a website in Italian and English, and we called it Australia Donna, the site of women of Italian origin in Australia. And so that was the first of its kind in Australia and probably in the world. So we feel very, very proud.
And this was in 1999?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, yeah.
Older than I am.
I don't want to hear that.
Just saying.
So the idea was to create in the World Wide Web a space to capture women's stories and testimonies of their experience, of their journeys to migrate and their families, and also their experiences of living between two cultures and
yes.
two languages.
Yes.
And that also meant not only the women and their daughters, so what has actually been across generation, these experiences.
And for many of them, Daniela, most of their life has been spent here in Australia, hasn't it? They, you know, they migrated as young women.
Yes.
And, you know, 60, 70 years later, they, you know, sadly, they will pass away here, but they've spent all their life here, and they wonder where they've actually been, whether they belong to Italy or whether they belong to Australia.
Yes, yes. So I mean, their testimonies actually capture this experience of their journey, and also the experience of settling, and also, I think, highlights their resilience and that sort of sense of quiet achievers, you know, that they've done.
Which is actually quite funny because the Multicultural Communities Council biannually has the Quiet Achievers Award, and that really is to you know, recognise women who have put so much into their community yet choose not to be recognised with, you know, honours days, OAMs, AMs and so forth. But yet without them, we wouldn't have much what
without
we have.
Them wouldn't be here.
Absolutely. No, this is exactly right. And maybe this is something as part of the youth group you may look at
definitely.
Developing those stories, because there would be beautiful stories as well within your community to tell.
Yeah, a lot of women and a lot of our mothers, you know, migrated to Australia. Like my mum came when she was 7 years old. She didn't spend her whole life here, basically. And has put so much work into the community and yet kind of stood in the background.
So it's women like that that need to be.
It's women like that that needs to be kind of put up there and, you know, celebrated on days like International Women's Day. Women who are in the background doing all the work that don't necessarily get recognised the rest of the year. And it's, you know, a lot of women who have migrated kind of feel that, like you said, you know, where do I even belong anymore? Am I like Australian? Do I belong here, or is my home back there? And it's something that
it's really
I think
hard.
Yeah,
it's very hard,
really
that
difficult.
Journey. It's very hard, that journey. So tell me a little bit more about Australia Donna.
So we have collected over, you know, these years, so many 22 years, a huge amount of stories, of testimonies, images. We've done videos. We've actually done lots of projects because we are very much aware that the internet is perhaps, you know, is a medium that is not that familiar with older generations. So we've actually gone in the community we've done a project, just as an example, which involved 12 women in their late 70s and 80s, Italian women, and we'd actually gone to their own own houses, record their stories, and introduce them to basic skills of how to access the internet, how to, you know, how to find out how they could get in touch with their site of origin, like by navigating the internet to look at the place where they were born and to feel the sense that they could reconnect with some of their families. And so that was a fantastic experience, just to collecting their stories. And then we did lots of other projects, but just, you know, to celebrate the contribution of women in society, Italian women in society, was that we actually went and record the focus groups of women who have contributed to the establishment and the running of traditional Italian associations, and just get their stories, how things started.
So IT is a... You know, understanding IT and using IT is obviously an issue for some of our older Italian women. What about IT usage in your community? Because it's a very different...
Yeah, it's... when you look at, like... Because a lot of our community... In our community, we don't have that many kind of elders in terms of, like, our grandparents. A lot of them are back overseas. But then if you look at, like, my grandma, she went out of her way. She's better at the computer than I am at this stage.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah. Honestly, she'd be like, look what I learned. I'm like, how did you know that? I didn't even know that. But then, you know, you will have some ladies who don't have that kind of access to the technology and access to people who will explain it to them. But I don't see it as kind of a big issue, because everyone's kind of got their grandchildren to kind of show them the ways. You know, a lot of our mothers are on their phones 90% of the time, you know, on sending off their links. They know it better than us at this stage, their social media.
I'm always fascinated at, you know, the diversity amongst our communities as well, because we often advocate for, you know, information to be available in a variety of strategies. And some of our older communities are still very IT illiterate and will unfortunately remain that way. And yet, our newer groups are coming through and very IT savvy and have managed to master all that. It's just incredible. But that then says that all the more importance for governments to provide information in the very diverse ways and make sure that, you know, women, men, young people get access to this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yes. It's very, very important, particularly, like, you know, we've seen it during the COVID times, and now with the rolling out of vaccines is really important. And I think it's wonderful to see that the Multicultural Communities Council has taken that issue on board, because, you know, it's a question of promoting all this information.
Absolutely, it's really important. So I know we're gearing up to the end of our time here. Is there anything else, Daniela, that you'd like to add, you know, to the final piece of our conversation on International Women's Day? And I'll ask you as well, Adila.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll say that for our group, and I'm talking about our Australia Donna project, International Women's Day has been really a landmark, like we've always celebrated in many ways, networking with the community or celebrating with the communities in different way with invited speakers, but also having in addition a special edition for International Women's Day and showcasing women who have a particularly contributed in the community. Thank you. This is how we do it. Yes.
Thank you. Adila?
Yeah, so International Women's Day was a special one this year. A little bit sad, especially because it happened right after we received a lot of news about the women and the situation they faced back overseas in a BBC article. So it was a little bit more sadder than other years, but hopefully in the future we celebrating the women in Australia a bit more, you know, showcasing all the kind of silent achievers, as we said before, and hopefully have better news next year.
I hope so. I think from my perspective, you know, International Women's Day, I think needs to be 365 days of the whole year.
Of course.
mandatory. And with, you know, obviously one day having a little special focus, but for me it's an absolute privilege to work in an environment where women actually have an active involvement in steering the direction of our work. But also today, I want to thank you both for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I hope you two have enjoyed it as much as I have. And we have some lovely flowers to present you as well.
Thank you.
And hopefully you'll join us again down track and,
yes,
and talk about some other topics that we come up with. We're very thrilled to have our radio program with 5EBI. We've been very strong supporters of it, and we'll continue to be very strong supporters. We appreciate how important ethnic radio is in getting that information out to a very broad cross-section of our community members, and particularly those who are very isolated and rely on radio for their information. So thank you, and we'll leave you with a piece of music that will end our session today.
South Australians have done a great job in helping stop the spread of COVID-19. Now, with the arrival of effective vaccines proven safe around the world, we all need to roll up our sleeves to protect our loved ones, keep our businesses open, keep celebrating with family and friends, and to travel again. Roll up when it's your turn to get vaccinated. For more information, visit covidvaccine.sa.gov.au.
A message from the Government of South Australia.
A sponsor of this station.
Congratulations to everybody at 5EBI. We took out the coveted media category at the 2020 Governor's Multicultural Awards for excellence in broadcasting during the lockdown periods of the last year's COVID-19 pandemic.
The station would also like to congratulate both Raymond Sadana from Indian Radio and Nayan Pereira from Sri Lankan Radio, who were both winners for outstanding service to their communities.
So a big thank you to all of us at the station.
EBI is not your average radio station. With you, our listeners, we form a community, your community. We're a not-for-profit organisation. That means we have only one purpose, to give a voice to local ethnic communities. We think everyone deserves a chance to speak their mind in their language. If you have enjoyed our programs over the years and value what we do, when you are planning or changing your will, think of including us. A bequest to 5EBI will make a real difference for the future. It is the gift of a lifetime, the reassurance that your community stays strong and rich for the years to come. It is your legacy. For more information, you can talk to our general manager in complete confidence by calling 82117635 during office hours. Make a bequest to 5EBI. It will always be remembered.
You're listening to 5EBI FM on a 3.1 EBI World in Digital, broadcasting from our studios at 10 Byron Place here in the heart of the city. Later in the afternoon, we have programmes from our Irish, Portuguese, Greek and German communities. But right now at 12:30, it's time to welcome our Scottish community.
Good afternoon and welcome to Scottish Radio. I'm John Thornton. That was the Gael. The reason I put it on was it rather stuck with me. I was looking in a CD by Dougie McLean. I was looking for something other than Caledonian, and this was in the middle of it. And I played it, and it rather stuck with me and grown on me a bit. This month, we've been very fortunate to host our patron, Eric Bogle, and his lovely wife, Chantelle, at a lunch recently when Des Ross, our prez, presented him with his certificate as a life member of Scottish Radio. Long overdue, actually, but he's been our patron for a wee while now. So I'm going to play a few tracks of Eric's throughout the programme, really to celebrate that event, but also to show his range of material and the way he sings. I think we all know the songs which Eric has written.